Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, I think there's some crossed wires between myself and Emma Jones. Not your average headmaster's wife.
It's another great stripper name, isn't it?
I wasn't a stripper. I was an erotic dancer.
Sorry.
Thank you, Emma Jones. Sorry. Unbelievable. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
6:37 on your Thursday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. Good morning, Matt Dyson.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, right. Emma Jones.
Hi.
In there on your own, yeah. You've got the whole of 3.2 to yourself.
I know.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm good. Heating's up, coat's on.
Yes.
Ready to partay. Talking of it being hot, I went to the gym yesterday.
Oh, yes, I saw
it's
it
It's been
on your
84
Instagram.
Years.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Well, this is it.
How are you feeling today?
Well, all I did was I sat at the chest press machine, took a selfie, put it on Instagram and just left. That was all I did.
All for show.
No, I did some training. It has been a long time, and it took me ages to put my jacket on this morning. You know, where your arms don't bend backwards anymore. But you know, throughout the course of my life, I suppose I've got one of those faces that people have said I look like other people. It's just always been the way since I was like 15, right? But you know, the main comments here, I've got one Cole Pilkington and five Jurgen Klopps. And I don't want to cast any aspersions against those guys.
Is it because you were wearing the baseball cap, though?
Baseball cap, and I've got some, you know, some salt and pepperness going on in my beard.
Oh, no.
But all of the comments are just, I've made a rod for my own back here. They're just all like, you know, but you're only 28. And how can it be 84 years when you're only 28? That's quite a grey beard for someone who's only 28, Dave.
Well, yeah,
and then other people are then commenting to one another saying, but he's only 28. Yeah.
Also, Jurgen Klopp is 55. So, no offence.
Yeah. Ouchies, exactly.
Well, that's interesting. You can't electrocute the general public, can you? You see, they're speaking.
Let me try. Let me give that a try and see if you're right.
On my chair.
Take that, Instagram. Okay, right. It is time for you to stick it to the bin, man. Oh, yes, it is. Now, all you need to do to win some Breakfast Show merch and put it on your wheelie bin is answer a question based on a clip from yesterday's show. And during Social Ammunition, Matt Dyson got very excited about a brand new restaurant that's opening soon in London. But it's wrong on every single level, isn't
but
it?
But yeah, I mean, I sort of always had wanted to have someone feed you. The ancient Romans used to do. You know, it'd be a fun thing to do over an afternoon.
Is that why you're wearing a toga today? So, what does Matt Dyson want fed to him? That's the question this morning. That is the question.
Okay.
There are two possible answers. Is it A, grapes, or B, phloem bundles?
Ooh.
Grapes or phloem bundles? Your names and your answers, please, to 8:12:15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Give your home a fresh look for less. Crown Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion was £30, now £16.
Don't be house-barrassed. Be house proud with Wix.
Had a message in to 8:12:15 here in the studio. It says, morning, Dave, could you do me a huge favour and announce to the world that Isla Alice is now a teenager? Now, we don't normally do shout-outs here. As you know, you've got to earn them just after 7:15. But as we're not doing that at the moment, because we're fully focused on Band of Mum and Dad, this one has slipped through the net.
Fair enough.
Isla Alice is apparently, at this very moment in time, at 6:50 a.m. on a Thursday morning, she's eating very sticky homemade cinnamon buns. Ooh. And loving being 13.
What a life.
And that's from Mama, Daddy and Spencer. So happy birthday, Isla Alice. So at 13, that means only 5 years to go, Isla Alice, until you can enter the competition to stick it to the bin man, which I know you must be thrilled about.
I thought you were going to say until you're the same age.
only 15 years, something like that. I don't know, do you have to be over 18 to win a bin sticker? Does anyone
it's in
know?
The T's and C's
Is it
somewhere?
In the T's and C's?
I mean, I do read them a lot, but I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember off the top of your head, yeah. Joining us right now, a smidging over 18, is Phil. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hi, Phil. Welcome to the show. So you're full of cold, my friend. That's the first thing we need to know.
Yeah.
Some sympathies for Phil. Would
Thank
sticking
you.
It to the bin man cheer you up a little bit?
Oh, definitely.
Now, whereabouts are you in the world?
Sunny North Wales.
Sunny North Wales. And what's the bin sitch over in North Wales?
Well,
you're part of North Wales, should I say.
We have got a black bin for the general, and then we have one of these fancy trolley boxes for all the recycling.
Ooh. Trolley boxes?
What on earth?
What else? Does a drone come and collect your rubbish? What is this?
Wouldn't be bad, would it?
It wouldn't be bad. So where's my face going to go, Phil? I'm confused. Am I going on the standard black wheelie bin?
Yeah. If it went on the trolley box, we'd have to cut it into strips.
Yeah, I don't think you'd
fit. Oh, no, don't cut me into strips.
So it's the trolley boxes, like, you know, when you have supermarket shopping delivered and there's, like, boxes stacked on top of each other on a trolley. That's basically what it's like, but for recycling.
Yeah.
Okay. Stack them on. So that's what we'd have to do. You cut my face into six different sections and have me... And then you could put me round the other way, like a game.
The
Dave Rowe jigsaw puzzle.
Good fun.
Think about that. So, Phil, all you need to do is say, tell me, there's a new restaurant opening where they feed you a certain something, and Matt Dyson says he would like this to happen to him. Does he want to be fed grapes or Floam bundles?
It's grapes.
It is grapes, Phil. Wishing you a speedy recovery from your cold, my friend, and we will send you that bin sticker. Thank you for tuning into the show. Phil, by the way, chooses to listen on Absolute Radio, but you can listen to 9 different playlists. Go download that app.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
13 minutes past 7 on your Thursday morning. Coming up next, we are going to meet another person who is desperate to be the lead vocalist in the band of Mum and Dad. Always exciting to have you brilliantly talented people on The Breakfast Show. Unfortunately, now, though, it's time for Matt Dyson. Sorry. And the social ammunition. Matt, what we got today?
Well, let's have a quick look at some of the top trends across the platforms on social media this morning. The big story on Twitter is a woman in Dundee who's found Elvis's face in a little pot of McDonald's ketchup. This was Lisa and her partner Dean. They went to McDonald's the other day. Their order, I quite like, 2 mayo chickens, 2 double cheeseburgers and 20 nugs.
Wow.
That is one hell of an order. No fries. Obviously, the milkshake
machine wasn't
working.
That's got to be 1 a.m., hasn't it? Is that 1 a.m.?
Like yeah.
I see Elvis's face in everything at 1 a.m. in McDonald's.
And as she pulled one of the nuggets out of the ketchup pot, it revealed the face of Elvis. And that's what everyone's sharing on Twitter this morning. It does look quite similar to him, as the sort of 70s Elvis hair.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how it becomes such a big thing, but it does look like Elvis. I'll share it. You can have a look at the picture for yourself.
Nice.
On Instagram, everyone's talking about a 6-year-old boy who turned yellow because he eats too many oranges. His mum says he looks like Bart Simpson. His name is 6-year-old Thomas.
Bless him.
She was worried about him because his skin started to go yellow, so she took him to the doctor, and apparently it's just to do with beta-carotene, which is found in orange-coloured foods.
Well, carrots can do the same to you.
Carrots, that is a fact.
Do you remember that whole Sunny Delight thing?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All of us were orange
neon
for a while.
Kids.
Yes, exactly. So there's a kid that's turning orange because he eats.
And the thing
lot.
About this picture is, as well, you know, because how local press photographers can be so cruel, they've made this 6-year-old boy hold 2 tangerines up instead of his eyes.
Wear
an orange t-shirt.
Yeah,
and wear an orange
really
t-shirt.
Have.
They've really amped
like
it
he's
up.
A snowman. They've made him do that.
They look a bit like they put a fake tan on the inside of his hands, to be honest. I don't know if it's genuinely orange. But and then the big story on Reddit this week is the forum all about weird stuff that Duolingo makes people say. So when you're learning a new language on the app, sometimes it puts random words together and makes you say a sentence. And there are some quite weird ones that people have been sharing on Reddit, like, ouch, a Danish toy. Which is obviously where
I've actually said that out loud before. I won't give you any backstory to it.
They can't say Lego, but there's a great one in Chinese. It just says, I and my elephant are swimming in cooking oil. That's a sentence you might want to use. Your fish doesn't need a chair. It's another one that may crop up when you're abroad. We can comfort the ghost with pop music in German, which translates as Wir können das Gespinst mit Popmusik. And why do you have 200 potatoes in the suitcase? It's the sort of phrase you'll need.
It's a podcast naming fest this morning, isn't it?
Well, that's the sort of phrase you might need on any romantic mini break to the continent that may be coming up. So do get on Duolingo if that's your thing. And that is your social ammo action. It's viral, it's trending, it's gaining traction.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
20 past 7 on your Thursday morning. Time to get into this. Yes, tomorrow we will select the front person for the band of Mum and Dad. And this week we have been joined by some truly talented people vying for that position. And joining us right now on line one, it's no different, as we say good morning to Pippa. Hey, Pippa.
Morning, Dave. Morning, Jeeves.
Hi. Good morning. Oh, welcome along to the show. First of all, I hope you don't mind me saying, we were talking during the song there, happy birthday, Pippa.
Oh.
Many happy returns.
Many happy returns.
Let's hope that your appearance on The Breakfast Show is the start of a great day for you. Are you the kind of person who will have just a birthday, or are you the kind of person who likes to drag it out to a birthday week?
Well, do you know what? I've kind of put it off to be on the radio, so I'm kind of postponing everything if I can.
Okay, well, you're here now. The party starts now, Pippa, let me tell you. So you are a parent to two kids. You've got Max and Sienna, and you've been singing for 35 years, sometimes solo, in duos, trios, and bands. I love looking through your discography here because some of the bands you've been in were also, coincidentally, some of the names I had when I was an erotic dancer back in the early noughties. Which is Which, Fine Cut, Iron the Cat, Slipper.
That's the lounge duo.
Slipper, right, wow.
Groove Grand Central. Please welcome to the stage Joyride. And you're a backing vocalist in a Rolling Stones tribute band called The Rolling Clones. And we love a bit of wordplay here, so that's lovely. But what we're going to play this morning, we're going to share with the nation on your birthday, as part of your audition tape, was an original song, which is called Live for Love. So here we go. Can you feel the yes, Pippa!
Yes. Powerful vocal.
Pippa, ladies and gentlemen. Nicely
Charlene
Spiteri
done.
Yes,
Spiteri in there.
Thank you, Emma.
Pippa, what would it mean to you to join the band of Mum and Dad?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I guess to show my kids and the staff and parents at the school here that I'm not your average headmaster's wife. Oh,
Now, that is a great name for some romantic fiction and a daily podcast. So, not your average headmaster's wife.
It's another great stripper name, isn't it?
I wasn't a stripper. I was an erotic dancer.
Sorry,
you, Emma Jones. Let's not leave this call on a sour note. Very different.
It was burlesque you did, wasn't
Thank
it?
Thank you.
Sorry.
Classy. Let me tell you right now, Fine Cat and Fine Cut were classy outfits. Groove Grand Central was burlesque. Pippa, have a lovely birthday. Well done. You have got a fantastic voice, and we'll speak to you real soon. In fact, we could be speaking to you tomorrow when we make our final decision on who is going to be our vocalist. It's 7:38 on your Thursday morning. You are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, home of this.
Five words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
And playing this morning on line one is Iona. Good morning, Iona.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Morning.
And welcome to the show. Iona chooses to consume her Absolute Radio via Absolute Radio 60s.
Oh, nice
choice.
So for
all you 60s cats out there, including Iona, coming up, we've got Deep Purple and the Rolling Stones. Go download that free Absolute Radio app. Have a fiddle with your digital radio, or, of course, you can involve your smart speaker. Those things are doable in this day and age.
Yeah.
Iona, let's talk about five words, £5,000, shall we? Have you ever matched five?
I said I remember once potentially doing it, but it's mainly a four.
Okay, so potentially you've done it, but it's hot. Like so many of our fondest memories, they become a haze, don't they? I think I did five.
Yeah, probably five,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. But you're up there, you got in the higher echelons, getting four and stuff is very impressive. Is there a member of the team you most like to be paired with? Glenn is off today, so you've got Matt or Emma?
Emma.
Emma, okay. Mm-hmm. Let's spin the random player generator, see
five
if you're getting
words,
Emma.
£5,000. Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Free choice. So, Emma Jones, you are in
All
play.
All right, good luck.
Ooh.
Okay, Emma Jones is leaving the studio, and what's about to go down is this. Iona, I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Emma is most likely to give, because we will then give Emma Jones the same five words, and if her words match your words and your words match her words, we're going to give you £5,000. So here we go. Your first word this morning is happy.
Sad.
Yep.
Office.
Chair.
Yeah. I think I would have gone with that.
B-A-N-D, band.
Band. Right, I'm going to need a hot minute for this one.
Okay. Band.
Oh, that's really hard, isn't it? Like, trying to think what springs to mind first. Mm,
yeah, you can't even Google it, can you? It's not like some of the other competitions.
No, yeah, might help.
Band. Say it over and over again in your mind, Iona.
Oh, gosh, right, okay. I'm going to have to think of something.
Yeah, you've got to say something.
Do you know what? I'm going to say man. I know it's not going to be what Emma says, but I can't think of anything else.
Bandsman.
Bandsman. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
Oh, there goes.
No,
the band,
but it could
man.
Be like, hey, yeah, I'm in the band, man.
I'm in the band, man.
Hey, it's like, yeah, you said you listened on 60s. You're bringing that flower power.
Hey, man, yeah.
Love
man,
it. Hippie chic. There's nothing wrong with that.
I would have said band camp, but I mean, even, I don't know if that's even worse.
Oh, no, so, yeah, camp. Oh,
one
gosh.
Time at band camp.
Band member, yeah. I probably would have gone
band
for.
Band member, band rehearsals. I don't know.
Oh, the radio pressure got to me.
Yeah, it happens.
It does happen, you know. You know,
but
I said green
hey, don't worry about it. I'm just going to play another band, man. So we'll just see what happens. It's cool, yeah? Everyone relax.
Yeah, man.
Okay, two more words remaining. And the first of the two is news. N-E-W-S, news.
Reporter.
Much better. Reporter. But she's back. She's back.
And finally, broken.
Written.
Oh, lovely. Top score. Brilliant. Broken Britain. Oh, marvellous. You've gone from one of the worst answers ever to one of the best answers ever in one game. That's amazing. Well done.
Okay, Iona. Listen, we got there in the end. We've got your five words. Emma Jones is going to be back in play next, so please do stay right there.
£5,000. Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix. Paint, tiles, flooring and doors. Whatever your project, find what you need in store and online. Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix. £5,000. Absolute Radio.
Emma Jones is back in the studio. Iona has been waiting patiently on line one. It is time to get down to business. Good luck to you both. You're playing for £5,000. And Emma, the first word this morning is happy.
Sad.
Correct. Ooh. Well done, Iona. That's one down.
Good.
Four to go. You okay?
Mm-hmm.
A person of few words, our Iona. But they pack a punch.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Next up, we have office.
Job.
Chair.
Ah.
There's a lot of options.
Let's whiz through the others, shall
well,
we?
Well, probably
for
would
the
have
stats.
Gone now anyway, so...
Yeah.
What have you got for band? B-A-N-D. Now, we're staring down the barrel of a drum leg here, by the way. What have you got for band?
It is a tough one.
It's actually quite hard, yeah. Oh God! Because I'm so institutionalised.
Oh,
all
okay,
I can think
sorry.
Of is Band of Mum and Dad.
Sorry, too many words.
Yeah, I thought
that's
you were going to Band of Mum and Dad. Yeah, obviously that's not just one word though, unfortunately. Ooh. But you know, a great
band
thing.
Wangan.
Oh, really?
Wangan. Oh, that's excellent. We had Band Man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know that saying, Band Man.
What have you got for news?
Reader.
Reporter.
Oh, close.
What have you got for broken?
Heart.
Oh. I only went for Britain.
Yeah. Oh, political.
Yeah. Nice. It's like being on Mock the Week in here, isn't it? Hey?
Yeah.
We love it, Iona. Listen, great having you on the show. And you haven't won the money, but you said you love all things Absolute Radio 60s. So on the main station, I brought up The Kinks. You Really Got Me, one of my favourite songs of the decade for us all to enjoy. And we'll be playing Five Words, Five Grand again tomorrow morning. Yes, the band of Mum and Dad is very much here on Absolute Radio, which is, of course, where real music matters. And we are giving those of you who once performed music live a second bite of the cherry. You will be invited here to Absolute Radio. You will grace the same stage as the likes of Coldplay, Liam Gallagher, the Foo Fighters, the Manic Street Preachers, Suede, Florence and the Machine, to name but a few. We have our full professional live team on this. We will shoot a video with our incredible visual team. You will go viral. You will be famous again. And so far, over the course of the last few weeks, we have met some truly remarkable and incredible people. We have got members of the band of Mum and Dad already up for it, and it's incredible. We have got our bassist, Darren, who posted a lovely video on the socials alongside his wife. You can check it out at Absolute Radio on our Twitter feed. We've got our drummer, Phil. We've got our rhythm guitarist, Paul. We've got our lead guitarist, Wayne. We asked Wayne to post a nice heartfelt video on our Twitter feed, but we went, no!
I'd love to see the hate machine in action.
And we've got Frida on keys. And this week, it's been about finding the front person, the vocalist.
Yeah.
The one with the pipes and the swagger.
Who's going to complete the band, man?
8-12. See, I knew we could use that in a sentence. I hope Iona from Five Words, Five Grand still listening. Who is going to complete the band, man? Well, hoping that it's her on line one is Vanessa. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Vanessa, welcome to the show. So, occupation, business development manager in a food services company.
Yeah, that's me for my sins.
Okay, that's a proper job. You are a parent of two children, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
Would you like to give them a shout out?
Yeah, hi to Jesse and Leo. They're my two lovely little boys.
Lovely stuff. Jesse and Leo, good morning. So you have, as so many people do, and this is what I've loved about this kind of band of Mum and Dad feature that we've been doing on the show, an interesting route into music. You've been singing your entire life. And then you took a huge leap forward when you were a part of a very popular TV show. Tell everybody what happened.
That's right. So back in 2015, I took part in The Voice. It was a fantastic experience. Really, really enjoyed it. And I made it onto Team Rita Ora.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Which is a dream for so many. Now, everyone except for Will.i.am turned their chair around for you, Vanessa. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, that's right.
So that's Rita Ora, who obviously whose team you went on to be, Ricky Wilson, and Sir Tom Jones turned his chair around for you.
He did.
How does that moment feel when that happens and you open your eyes and there's like Tom Jones looking at you going, I think you're okay. I think you're going to be, it's going to be fine. Oh dear indeed. How does that feel, Vanessa?
It's absolutely surreal, and I can still feel that feeling now of sort of looking up, coming out of the zone of singing and seeing there's three people sitting there turned around, you know. It's, such an amazing feeling, overwhelming.
So you get to the kind of that point of showing your skills, then you become a mum. So, you know, lovely Jesse and Leo come along. Leo's almost one. So you've kind of been focusing on being a parent, and now you're thinking it's time to get back in, and the band of Mum and Dad is the perfect place to do that.
Yeah, do you know what? I heard it on the radio. I listened to the radio every morning when I dropped the kids off to nursery, and I thought, you know what, that would just fit me so well. So I thought, give it a go, see what happens.
Why not?
Well, firstly, thank you for tuning in. And secondly, let's take a little look through the bands that you have played in. You were in something called Clone, but with a K. I like that. That was nice. That was a rock band when you were in your 20s. The Soft Tone Needles. Please tell me that was soul. That has to be soul. Was that?
Yeah, that's a Northern soul band that I was in for quite a long time.
Big fan of Northern soul. This is nice. And then there was Wild Boys.
Yes, so that's quite close to my heart. That's my husband's band. We actually, he's a singer as well, and we met through music.
Oh, that's nice.
I go out alongside, or used to go out alongside them and sing with them, and we've done some amazing shows. They're still going, and I'm, you know, sat at home cuddling the kids.
Oh, well, it's lovely to cuddle the kids, but we need to give you a stage to stand on, Vanessa. That's the point of Band of Mum and Dad. What about a Motor City Vipers? That's a good name for a band.
Yeah, so that's another soul band that I occasionally have done a few gigs with covering their full-time singer.
Right, OK. I've never even heard of Motor City Vipers until now, and I'm going to get it tattooed on my back. It's one of the coolest three words I've ever heard in a row in my life. Vanessa, the time has come to hear your audition. Now, obviously, we know that this is going to be impressive. You don't make it as far as you did on The Voice. You don't perform in all of those bands, including alongside your husband, without being talented. So are you ready for the nation to hear this?
Yes.
OK, here we go. Thrice, yes. Add my name to the list with Tom Jones, Ricky and Rita. I'm turning my chair around. I'm sure none of those got their headphones wrapped around themselves in an awkward way, which they now can't get up, even though they desperately need a wee-wee. And we're planning on having one during the next song, but now they are trapped. Yes, they are practically cable-tied to their own swivel chair in a live studio environment. It's a mess, I tell you. But we're going to be making our decision on the vocalist for the Band of Mum and Dad tomorrow morning. Give it one more time for Vanessa, everybody! Good morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where, of course, real music matters. And right now, our good friends with DIY Benefits Wix are giving you the chance to win up to £2,000 to spend in-store as we play How Many Items Can You Remember Conveyor Belt Game. All you have to do is remember as many of the 10 items that pass before your ears as you possibly can. For every single item successfully remembered, you will win £200 to spend at Wix. Get them all, and that's your £2,000. And joining us right now, on line one, is David. Good morning, David.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Dave,
morning.
Welcome to the show, man. Great having you on board. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready to go.
OK, press the phone up to your ear. It is over to Matt Dyson at the conveyor belt.
Wix Vinyl Matte Emulsion Paint, 2.5 litres. Knauf Insulation Super Top-Up Loft Roll. Wix Cabin Tawny Beige Ceramic Wall and Floor Tiles. I hope they fall off this wonky conveyor belt. Oh, no, there they go.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. They're smashing everywhere. Well, let's just try and carry on. Dakota Ready-to-Fit Kitchen. Wix Cordless Torque Screwdriver. A Stanley Fatmax 12-piece screwdriver set. A Wix heavy-duty staple gun, a Wix combination spanner, a Wix general-purpose aluminium rule, and a Wix surveyor's tape measure.
Thank you, Matt Dyson. So, David, they are your 10 and your 45 seconds to name as many as you can. Starts now.
A Wix tape measure, a Wix staple gun, a Wix spanner, a Wix rule, a Wix cordless screwdriver kit, a Dakota kitchen of tile, tawny, beige, and that.
Say canal, David! Say canal!
Wix vinyl mat emulsion.
Oh. Wow.
Okay, you're up to 1,600. Any more you want to chuck in there? Are you sure you've not said Canalf yet?
Dakota kitchen.
Yeah,
we got that one.
Save canal.
I can't make this any more Route 1 for you. I'm trying to give you 200 quid here, mate.
Canal.
Yeah.
You've got 1,008. You've got £2,000 worth of Wix car goodness. Well done. I don't know how you remember Canalf Insulation Supertop UP Loft Roll, but you got there, impressive. David. You really did. Well done, my friend. Great having you on the show. We'll speak to you very soon. Another happy customer. Of course, we will be doing this again for the final time tomorrow right here on The Breakfast Show. Wix have always got great offers on tiles and flooring and paint and doors and ready-to-fit kitchens, helping you make those all-important savings to get your projects finished. They also have fantastic deals on heating and energy-saving solutions to try and keep the bills down this coming winter. You can shop, as I say, in-store, online or via the app.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Give your home a fresh look for less with Dulux standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £20, now £15.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud. With Wix.
Coming up to 8:50 on your Thursday morning, and as promised, it is time for the smash. It's been a wee while, but effectively, we take something that we find topical and entertaining, and we smash it together with often music or film or celebrities or sport, and you come up with great puns, and I read them out loud on the wireless, and you include your name so you can get the recognition that you deserve. Now, the number to send them to, as always, is 8:12:15. And this is what's inspired this morning's smash.
Yes.
Here we go. Mike Pickering.
Yes.
Is angered.
He is.
Now, he's an angry man because of the use of the M People classic Moving On Up for Liz Truss's walk-on music at the Tory conference yesterday. Heather Small is yet to comment. As a nod to the Hacienda legend, we want to make a song grumpy. Pop is peeved, ladies and gentlemen, and we are looking for puns. 8:12:15 is the number. And as always, just to get the grey matter tickling, these are all the suggestions from the studio. I've got, I think that we're a groan now.
Oh, nice.
Good.
And I've also got my grumps, my lovely lady grumps.
Check it out.
By the Black Eyed Peas. What you got, Matt Dyson?
Anything by my favourite rapper, Mardi B. or curmudgeonly Ryan.
Oh!
or Narky Mark and the Grumpy Bunch.
Double whammy for Matt Dyson early doors. Emma James.
I got Grump Up the Jam. A message to you, Moody.
Oh,
and
nice.
If you're snappy and you know it, clap your
hands. Excellent work. So there we go. Pop is peeved. We are making a song grumpy. The number is 8:12:15. Come and join in.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's your Thursday morning, and moments ago you were charged with some wordplay. We were doing an O to Mike Pickering, who is angered at the use of the M People classic Moving On Up for Liz Truss's walk-on music. Heather Smalls is yet to comment. So as a nod to the Hacienda legend, we're making songs grumpy. Pop is peeved at 8:12:15. Thank you so much for getting in touch. Well done to Tim in Winchester for personal displeasers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow,
we're starting with that. Sir Elton John's Don't Let the Sun Go Frown on Me from Mel in North London. Absolute Radio Country Superstar Irks Bentley from Helen in Leeds.
Nice.
T-Vex from John in Manchester. Turn around, antagonise. Every now and Nine Grinch Nails from Den.
Yes.
24-hour Mardi People by the Unhappy Mondays.
Ooh,
Kenny
double,
and Redditch.
Double, love it.
And Club Stropicana from Harry
nice.
The Joiner in Edinburgh. What you got, Matt?
Using Bolt on Twitter's gone for Whiny Crabby People, which is an excellent reworking of an R.E.M. classic. The Loathe Shack by the B-52, says Wilhelmina. Annoy Division, says Joe. Jesus and Larry Chain is a great suggestion from Conrad. If you tolerate this, your children will be vexed, says Gad. And Mark in Ware's gone for Cob on Eileen, which I really like.
Oh, that's excellent. Well done, everybody. Yes, Pop was peeved, songs were grumpy, and it's all down to you. Bravo.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's your Thursday morning and the no-repeat guarantee is well underway. Of course, you can enjoy all of our music goodness through the free Absolute Radio app on your digital radio, or you can ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio. And coming up on Absolute 80s, Kenny Loggins. Whereas on Absolute Radio 90s, it all belongs to the Stereophonics. Meanwhile, over on Noughties, one of the greatest songs ever written, it's Crazy in Love by Beyoncé. Absolute Radio Country will bring you Lady A. It's a quarter after one, I'm all alone and I need you now. And on Absolute Radio 10s, it's David Guetta and Sweat. I just wanna make you sweat. As I say, all of that music and much, much more is available in the free app, on your radio or your smart speaker.
Absolute Radio Live.
At the London Palladium.
With Holiday Inn Express.
It's your Thursday morning and it is time to talk Absolute Radio Live. We are incredibly proud to be returning to the iconic London Palladium for a night of stand-up comedy, and we're extremely proud to be doing it alongside our friends at Holiday Inn Express and raise money for the Teenage Cancer Trust. Now, Frank Skinner is on hosting duties, which in itself is going to practically sell the place out.
Worth the entrance fee alone.
Ramesh Ranganathan is also going to be taken to the stage.
Very good, yeah.
Ed Byrne.
Amazing.
Kerry Godleyman.
Lols galore.
Matt Ford? Friend. He's a friend. I have his mobile number.
Friend and funny man.
I'll text Fordy now. Zoe Lyons and excellent. Chris McCausland are all on the
strong lineup. It's an amazing night out and it's for an amazing cause. You know, what more can you say?
Well, that's it. So go and, well said, Matt. Go and get your tickets now. Absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets.
Absolute Radio Live for the London Palladium. Tickets are on sale now. Absoluteradio.co.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Time to bid you farewell for your Thursday morning, to thank you for tuning in, urge you to get in touch anytime you like at dave@absoluteradio.co.uk, and to remind you, there is a brand new edition of the Daily Podcast, which you can subscribe to wherever you do your pod dealings. Matt, quite a collection today.
Yeah.
We've got I'm Hair Free, but I'm Not Happy.
It's after my waxing, yeah.
You can't electrocute the general public, Dave.
Yes, I always like to warn you that before every show.
The Dave Berry Jigsaw Puzzle.
Yes, bin stickers.
Why do you have 200 potatoes in the suitcase?
That's Duolingo, isn't it?
Your fish doesn't need a chair.
Also Duolingo.
We can calm down the ghost with pop music.
And that's another one from the language app.
I'm not your average headmaster's wife.
Ah, what a line from Pippa. Was it Pippa and Band of Mum and
That's
Dad?
Right, yeah. I was not a stripper. I was an erotic dancer. It was classy. How many more times am I going to have to yell that out loud on the radio, Matt?
I don't know.
We're staring down the barrel of a drum leg here.
Oh, yes. Lovely stuff from Five Words. I think it has to be the line from Pippa, not being your average headmaster's wife. I've never heard anyone say that before.
Agreed. Nicely done, Pippa. That is the name of the Daily Podcast. Now, tomorrow is a very exciting day. We are going to be finding the singer of the Band of Mum and Dad. So make sure you tune in from 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Up next, news on how we can make you a winner. Today it's £75,000. So until tomorrow at 6, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.